This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Mrs. Fennelli said to me yesterday, "Why do you look so gloomy?" Because the outlook is nothing but gloom and doom. If you were around for the top of the hour news report, you just heard that Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, wants to reduce fertilizer that farmers are using. But what you didn't hear is how much. The number's 30%. He wants to reduce fertilizer used by 30%. Now, the news did get it right. The price of food will go up. The availability will go down. There's no question about it. It's certain that those two things will happen. And the other certainty is that farmers will go under. They will go under. And this is what Trudeau is doing. Now, Trudeau is part of, I guess we'll call it, the conglomerate, headed by the Queen. Gwyneth, is that right? The monarchy?
Yeah, it is. Yep, it is. And, you know, except she's really old. She's like 96 years old. And unfortunately, I think that Prince Charles is, calling most of the shots these days. And he's a psychopath who wants to see most of the world die. And he's the direct descendant along the oldest male line of Vlad Dracul. Literally Count Dracula, lives in Transylvania in Dracula's castle for 6 months of the year and is very proud of the fact. You know, but when the Transylvanian winter comes, he decides that he wants to go somewhere else. So, you know, this is it. It's just, it's mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. And it's... What do you do? All that you can do is worry about you. All that I can do is worry about me. That's all I can do. You know, me personally, it's not.
Did we just lose Gwyneth? Yeah, I think we did. Jason, would you try to reconnect with Gwyneth, please? Okay, so Justin Trudeau has announced that he wants to reduce nitrous oxide emissions from fertilizer by 30% below 2020 levels by the year 2030. Now, I'm not really sure if that's even right, but he wants to reduce fertilizer used by 30%. It's not going to work. It absolutely won't work. Now, here at our farm and at Gwyneth's farm, we really don't use fertilizer. Except when we don't have enough compost. I got to tell you, making compost, it's easy, but but it's hard to get enough of it. If we want to have enough compost for our garden, it's really difficult to get enough. So what we do when we plant our garden, we will take tomato plants that we've germinated from seeds, pepper plants that we've germinated from seeds, and we will rototill the garden, which uses fossil fuels, uses gasoline to run our rototiller, uses lubricants, grease, gear oil, all that's required for a rototiller to operate. It's got rubber tires. And it takes an air compressor to inflate the tires, which runs on electricity. So there are a lot of dependencies just to plant the garden. And that's what we do. And once we rototill, we rake out the garden so it's level and smooth at the top. And then we dig holes. Actually, we put plastic down. And we have X-shaped cuts in the plastic. And we dig holes with a trowel that are way larger and deeper than the roots of the plant. We put a small amount of fertilizer, commercial fertilizer, in the hole. We mix it with the dirt. And then we add the plant. And that gives the tomato plant, pepper plant, whatever plants we're planting, it gives them a chance to get started. Gives them a jump start so they survive. So how do you do it without fertilizer? Well, you do it with compost, but if you don't have compost, what are you going to do? The fertilizer industry is under siege. The petroleum industry is under siege. Power generation plants are under siege. The automotive industry producing gasoline and diesel-powered vehicles is under siege. Replacement parts come from China. And we're being told that inflation is, well, it's out of control. It's at 8%, a little over 8%. It's absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. A couple of years ago, we were able to buy a quart of engine oil for about, less than $2. Today, it's over $4. Joe? And I keep coming back to this. Now, Jason, we have a call on the line. If you could, I'd appreciate it if you'd take that so I can see if I should answer the call or not here. It looks to me like everything is going up in price. Everything. I can't think of anything that's come down in price. And if you want proof of how much trouble we're in, you can go to Craigslist. And you can look at good quality things and see what they cost. I was looking for a spare compressor. I wanted to know how much they cost. I found exactly the same compressor that I bought 15 or 16 years ago. It was sold by Lowe's, and it's a black 60-gallon tank with a black compressor head and a black motor. It's all black. It says Kobalt, K-O-B-A-L-T. That's the brand. I paid $349.99 plus tax for it. There's a guy selling one on Craigslist yesterday, last night, $500. It's 15 or 16 years old. It's used. It's banged up. It's got rust on it. Doesn't look like it was all that well cared for. And he wants $150 more than I paid for it when I bought it new. The same thing is happening with bench grinders. The same thing is happening with vices. People are selling chest freezers for way more than they cost when they were new 35 years ago. Same thing with battery chargers made in the United States. People want good quality tools. They want good quality products. How much do you think a picnic table costs? I can't believe it. When I was a child, a picnic table was maybe $19.99 for a redwood picnic table. Well, redwood got so expensive and cut down so many redwood trees that it was replaced with cedar. Not quite as good. Doesn't last as long. Well, that got so expensive it was replaced with pine, pressure-treated pine. Menards has a picnic table for outside. A nice-looking picnic table. It wasn't all that sturdy. $749. I don't know how a buyer for Menards corporate would say, this is great. We'll be able to buy these and sell them for $749.99. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the only guy who's looking at things saying, how do you get enough money to pay for this stuff? Inflation is not 8%. It's not 9. It's not 10. It's not 11. It's close to 100. In some cases more. In some cases a little bit less. And these guys that hail from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue are lying to you. They're flat out lying to you. If you want to see what I'm talking about, go look at the price of a new cheesy washing machine. And go look at how thin the skin is on a Whirlpool, which used to be top quality. Take a look at how much a refrigerator costs. You know, how is it possible that a refrigerator can be on sale for $400 or $500 off? How is that possible? Because they start around $2,000. How did a dishwasher get from $199 to $1,000 or more? Some are even $5,000 for a dishwasher. They're still 24 inches wide. How's that possible? Or 30 inches wide? I don't get it. I don't think we can afford it. I know. I'm 100% certain we're not coming out of this without a lot of pain. And the people who are going to share most of the pain are the bottom 93%. That's us. And I hope as we share all this pain, when they say, would you go fill up that big yacht that's 700 feet long? Would you put the fuel nozzle in there? Because the owner wants to buy an enormous amount of fuel. I hope that you'll forget how to do it. The drought is here. Animals are dying. According to the USDA, spelled USDA, acronym for U.S. Department of Agriculture, the vast majority of pasture and land under the dome, the heat dome, is either in poor or very poor condition. Grass has stopped growing with no rain and 100 degree temperatures. Grasshoppers have reportedly been destroying what's available that's left. Stock ponds are now low or running out of water.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, hay is being fed to cows right now because the grass isn't growing. Hay last year was $30 to $35 per round bale, roughly 1,000 pounds. And now the price has gone from this year, from $30 to $35 for a round bale to somewhere between $100 and $120. That is 3 to 4X. Last week with Gwyneth, and she's back with us, I used the word starvation. Yeah, starvation is not enough caloric intake by a body. It's not enough nutrition. That's what starvation is. And Gwyneth raised her hand and said, famine. Famine is starvation when it's widespread. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yep. And there's an old saying, and it's a British saying. It's probably much older than the English language, but it says famine in the stall before the famine in the hall. And what that means is that people's animals tend to go hungry before they go hungry. And I think that that is the stage that we are at now, is famine in the stall. People can't feed their cattle, you know. People can't feed their other livestock. And very soon it's going to go from food for your animals being rare to being unobtainable. Because what's going to happen when, you know, the hay guy is just feeding hay to his own animals? He's not going to be selling to anyone. So that's a situation that is looming on the horizon around here. And so I'm doing what I can to plant my own crops, sorghum, mangel beet, silver beet, and gosh, what's the other one? Walking stick kale to feed to my horse, whatever, you know. And I need to feed my horse because even if I am never able to take her out again, even if I'm never able to ride her again, she's my fertilizer supply. So, you know, every time I consider selling her or, you know, whatever, I think that if I don't have her, I'm going to have trouble having enough manure to put on my garden. And it used to be a thing of, oh, yeah, oh, whatever, but it's getting serious because it's a thing of nobody will be able to have manure for their garden unless they own their own animals, you know. It's just, it's absolutely mind-blowing. And people have forgotten how to farm without machinery. Because the last time that people farmed without big agricultural machines was before the Industrial Revolution. And that was almost 200 years ago now. People have forgotten how to do it. They don't know how to do it anymore. And, you know, most of the people are physically incapable of doing it. And, you know, as for me, I don't think I'll be able to keep taking my horse out for walks along the roadway. For one thing, you know, people are just not considerate. And for another thing, I have a slight birth defect in my ankle, and it was beginning to hurt on my way home yesterday. And I don't think I can keep up the walking that it would take to, you know, get her to the point where she just didn't spook at any of the vehicles anymore. Unless I got her to be in a paddock, which was near a major highway where, you know, big rigs are just going past all hours of the day and night, which I might do. Have her in a friend's field for a month or so. But, you know, the thing is that walking for me, I want to be able to walk into the future, and I don't think that it would be a good idea to stress my ankle too much. And this is it. I'm thinking, this is how I'm thinking, and I'm thinking, well, I want to be able to keep working on my
farm. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Leave It to Beaver star Tony Dow's death was prematurely announced on Tuesday after his wife Lauren mistakenly notified the actor's management team. Dow's manager said his wife was very distraught over the condition of her husband, who is currently in hospice care. As Americans brace for a recession, the Feds will make an announcement at the close of their meeting today. Many experts believe a 75 basis point increase is what the announcement will bring. Russia is planning to pull out of the International Space Station after 2024 and starting their own station like the Chinese have already done. Space physicist at Imperial College in London, Dr. Martin Archer on Sky News.
The collaboration across many, many different countries in the ISS has been more about more than politics. It's been about science, engineering, human achievement, and to see politics get in the way is really quite sad.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
A massive 23-ton Chinese rocket that delivered materials to a space station on Monday is expected to fall uncontrollably to Earth next week. Where it's going to hit, nobody knows. As mainstream media ramps up their attacks on President Trump, Attorney General Merrick Garland continues to cater to Democrats on NBC News when asked about President Trump's possible 2024 re-election bid.
We intend to hold everyone, anyone who was criminally responsible for the events surrounding January 6th.
Unprecedented, as this is happening during a midterm election cycle. Former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker on Fox News announces his displeasure of the Department of Justice and says Trump will probably not be charged.
Ultimately, I don't think he does, but this is, you know, well timed to raise those questions. I think the Department of Justice appears to be actively not only paying attention to what the House committee is doing, but also taking its cues from it. I'm really concerned that the separation between these two branches is almost invisible right now as it relates to the January 6th investigation. And, you know, there's so many things that they could be doing with their time, because every time you take resources and put them on one investigation, you have to take them off of and not do other investigations. So, his interview, I was very concerned about several things he said.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I just want you to know that we've been working on the campsite, and I was hoping to have it ready about a week from now, but it's so hot that if someone lit a campfire, they'd probably burn down the entire state of Missouri. It is that hot, that dry, that dangerous, and it's just too hot to go camping. So I'm still working on the pictures. I've got lots of them, and I call it extraordinary camping, and that's what it is. So if you're interested in camping, just send me an email, instructor@usapreparers.com, and I'll put you on a list, and I'll get you the information as soon as it's out. And I'm thinking that we'll be having camping as soon as the weather breaks, but it's just absolutely, positively unbearable. You don't want to go camping in this weather. You can only stay outside for 15 minutes. If you're camping outside, It's too dangerous. It's too dangerous for you to be out there. So I just want to let you know that's where we are with the camping. I'm still working on the book, and I'm trying to keep the farm afloat. And that's where we are. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, that's more or less how it is for everybody. And we are in so much, we as a society are in so much trouble. And most, I would say about here in Australia, probably most people that I meet, I don't think anyone is sort of saying, oh yeah, everything's just fine, everything will just blow over and, you know, we'll get over it. I think that most people now recognise that we're in a lot of trouble, but that it's like that they're sleepwalking into oblivion. I think that that is probably the best phrase to use, because they are still, you know, going to the shops, going to their jobs, getting their vaccine, because if they don't get their latest vaccine jab, then they'll get fired, etc., 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 etc. That's how it is here in Australia. And it's absolutely mind-blowing. And, you know, there's this meme out on the internet of NPCs. And it actually is true. People are not thinking. They're not thinking. They're not, can I put this another way? They're not thinking. You know, everybody now, it shouldn't matter to anyone, you know, whether you have a job or not. And I understand that people have mortgages, people have rent to pay. They should at this stage be ready to walk out on it all if they have to. You know, and they actually, those people who are prepared to walk out on it all will stand the highest chance of surviving. You know, those people who have thought ahead and got their mortgage paid off so that they're actually living on their own land, you know, even if that land is a suburban block, is a suburban house, they will have the highest chance. But the people who have the highest chance are the people on farms of getting through this, and people who are actually working with hand tools at this time to put in vegetables and look after livestock, including chickens. I mean, even if you have a vegetable garden and a chicken pen, then your chances of getting through this are actually pretty good, because what it involves is just not starving. That is going to be the highest priority. And if you have a vegetable garden and a chicken pen and you can feed your chickens with things that are produced on your own farm, then your chances of getting through this are actually pretty good. And I'm not there yet. I wish I was. But I'm getting there. And I'm saying, well, you know, we're just going to work as best we can. And I don't know if this got said on the bit before I got cut off. But I've got a slight birth defect in my foot, and it twists my foot at an angle, and I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't be walking mile after mile after mile after mile anymore. Maybe I should just focus on the farm, because yesterday when I was out and about walking with Lily, independent of what was happening with her, my foot was really starting to hurt. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't do this sort of thing anymore. Maybe this is God's way of saying this is not something you should do. Just keep the horse for working around your farm and for its value as a manure supply, as a fertilizer supply. You know, but this is it. I'm absolutely mind blown that people are not thinking. People need to think. They need to think where their food's going to come from, where their energy's going to come from, where their shelter is going to come from when the Caprola hits the propeller, because Caprola hitting propeller moment is really, really, really imminent. And I don't even know what to say. I can't help anybody else other than doing these radio broadcasts. I used to do psychic readings. I used to do tarot readings. I can still read cards, but, you know, the one reason why I don't do so many card readings anymore is because I noticed that people were wanting me to make their decisions for them. And I said, listen, I can tell you what might be ahead in your future, but I can't make decisions for you. You have to make decisions for yourself. And it seemed to me as if people were not willing to do that anymore, and that they were calling the psychic to get the psychic to make the decision for them. That was me. And I said, I can't do that. You know, the only person I can make decisions for is me, you know. And I can make decisions for my animals as well. That is another thing I can do. I can decide, well, broody hen, you're going to get a broody hen pen and decide to, you know, raise a family in peace. You know, and I'm going to get more broody. I'm going to get more chicks out of that. I can say to my dogs, okay, dogs, you can sleep inside, you can sleep outside. You know, I can say to my horse, okay, you can be in this field or that field or the other field. But I can't make decisions for you. And I can't make decisions for the guy down the road. I can't even make decisions for my own children anymore because they don't live at home anymore. They're out and about and they're big people now. All that I can do is look after me. And, yeah, does that make sense, Vincent? And I think that's the attitude that we all have to have. We all have to look after ourselves, first of all, and then our families, and then our friends, and then the rest of the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's the right order, except I would put in one caveat. For those who have been drilling holes in the bottom of my boat while I'm trying to bail out water, I am not going to help them. So, for example, if Joe wants, you know, some of the world's finest beef, you know, to enjoy, I don't have any for him. I'm not going to help people who are attacking us, who are destroying the American family, who are destroying the American farms, who are destroying their country's economy. I am not going to help a single one of them. If Justin Trudeau needed my help, I would be unavailable to help him. It makes what these politicians are doing makes no sense. I don't think they've ever had a job. You know, Joe hasn't had a job. He's been feeding off the taxpayers for about 50 years. He's been at the highest levels of the United States government. He is the most senior guy in government in the United States, as a combination of his experience, well, term as a U.S. senator and vice president for 8 years and president for about two. He's the most senior guy in the country, and he has no clue. He has no clue. There was a message that came from President Biden. Okay, this came from him. It's a tweet. President Biden, POTUS, President of the U.S., POTUS. And it says, for Americans looking for a little more breathing room, these savings matter. Okay, and then it goes on to say, at current prices, the average driver will spend $35 less per month for one PSON. I'm just reading it. I didn't write it. $35 less per month for one PSON. It's spelled P-E-S-O-N. I think they meant person.
Oh, no.
This came from the White House.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. $35 less per month for one peson. P-E-S-O-N. This is the most incompetent group of individuals in the galaxy. You couldn't round up. If you just took an average sample of America and put them in a room, you would have far more intelligence than you would have if you measured the intelligence of the administration and their associates and their helpers and their assistants and their press secretary.
They've never run anything. They have never not really. They think they have, but they've never built anything. They've never fixed an engine. They've never had a chicken pen to look after. They've never, raised ducks or geese or sheep or cows or horses or anything like that. They've never done anything with their lives. All that they've done is tell other people what to do. That's the only thing they've ever done with their lives. And all the blue team members, I would say, are in the same category. And all the municipal councillors are in the same category. And most of the state politicians are in the same category. None of them have ever, ever, ever really done anything with their lives. They've never worked in a factory. They've probably never even baked a cake. You know? They've never done anything like that. And all that they can do is boss other people around. And to be perfectly, we the villagers are fed up with it. We the villagers, I don't know about you, but I'm fed up with it.
Oh, I'm fed up with it. I said no beef for Joe and company. I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. He's killing us, figuratively, and probably literally.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Jake.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, just a little insight into who Vincent Finelli is. I have, if a car is 25 years old or older, it's considered an antique. So I, using that logic, I have two antique degrees, and both of them are in finance and economics. One of them is 44 years old, and the other is 46 years old. So as recently as 44 years ago, I finished a master's degree in finance and economics. And 46 years ago, I finished a Bachelor of Science in Finance and Economics. The reason I'm telling you this is I'm reading the headlines. It just came out. The Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com, quote, the eight economists who decide if the U.S. is in a recession. It goes on to say, even if gross domestic product figures show a shrinking economy, a recession won't officially have begun unless the National Bureau of Economic Research says so. End quote.
Oh, no.
So you don't have
You're
to worry about us
me.
Being. No, I'm serious.
Oh, no.
That's the quote. The eight economists who decide if the U.S. is in a recession. The quote goes on, even if gross domestic product figures show a shrinking economy, a recession won't officially have begun unless the National Bureau of Economic Research says so, end quote. So you don't have to worry about us being in a recession until they tell us. This is the most incompetent group of people who have ever assembled at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They lie, they mislead, they obfuscate, they confuse, they lie, they lie, they lie. It's an outrage. And class, if you follow what they say and do what you're told to do, you will absolutely, positively fail. It's an outrage. And the media is complicit with these guys. You have to do your own research. Now, don't believe anything that Gwyneth says. Don't believe anything that I say or Dr. Sheely or Rich Sheban or Kyle or Bert or Greg or Kathy Don't believe anything. Don't believe anything any one of us says. Do your own research. But I got to tell you, if you go and look at what we've said and what has panned out, you're going to find out that we were 100% right. Except in the case where I said gasoline would go to $12 to $15. But we haven't reached the end of the year yet. You cannot depend on anything a government person says. You can't. These are people who are natural born liars who go to school and associate with other people so they can learn how to lie more, faster, and better. Gwyneth, back to you.
They're devil worshipping child molesters. And you're a fool if you entrust your future wealth and prosperity and health and, you know, ability to do things into the future to such people. You need to look after you and your own estate. That is who you need to look after. You need to look after your immediate dependents, your spouse. If you've got a spouse, you're very, very fortunate. You don't know how fortunate you are. My spouse died many, many years ago, and I miss him absolutely every day. He was a great guy. You would have absolutely loved him, Vincent. You would have really gotten on well with him. And, you know, but a part of him lives on through me and also through my son. But like I say, you've got to treasure your other half. If you've got another half, you've got to treasure them. And you've got to do your best to work with them. And if they're not on board, you've got to do your best to just love them and bring them on board and to show them that things are going down. And eventually, if they put up with you for long enough, they will see and they'll say, gee, love, you know, you were right all along, weren't you? And they'll go, yes, I was. And I took the precautions that I knew I needed to take because I love you. And then one day the light will go on and they will see what you've seen all along. And you've just got to keep praying to God and believing that it is, that everything's going to be all right. Because if you keep on doing what the Holy Spirit tells you to do to prepare every step of the way, eventually everything will be okay. And that's all I can say. That's all the advice I can give to anyone. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It does. And the wealthy are using water that is in short supply like it's free. It's unbelievable.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.